This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Attempting to predict the unpredictable with weather, disease, and even market volatility can leave farmers frustrated. However, selecting the right inputs to provide consistent return on investment can provide some peace of mind in the face of uncertainty. We will hear more from Matt Geiger of Syngenta next.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Matt Geiger is an agronomy service rep with Syngenta, and he details some of the factors that growers should consider when planning for the growing season.
The weather is extremely unpredictable. It could be a drought. It could be flooding. It could be both in the same season. As a grower, I feel like you just need to be prepared for absolutely anything. That should dictate quite a few of your decisions. You don't want to always be on strictly offense. You don't want to be always on strictly defense. You want to be somewhere in the middle.
Geiger says that applying a modern fungicide can take some of the guesswork out of farming with a more rounded method of protection for crops.
Older fungicides were basically just disease control only when they first came out. It was kind of a scout and spray type approach. And these modern fungicides, they just last a lot longer. Older strobilurin chemistries, when they first came out, those were the first class of preventatives for corn and soybeans. They just lasted a couple weeks. But these modern DHI fungicides like we have can last, you know, around 5 weeks. So an extra couple weeks of protection that can result in a more consistent return on your investment.
He provides a recommendation for fungicide to improve yields and return on investment.
When we go to the north, Miravis Neo will perform good in both crops, much longer residual than the products that we used to have, such as Quadras Top SBX, that a strobilurin based residual. But if you look at some data that we've collected on farm, the data has been pretty compelling for growers to give it a try. We're talking, you know, over 75% of the time in soybeans, it being profitable. And that was over about 40 strip trials. And corn, we've had tons of strip trials, somewhere around 275. There's around a 14 bushel gain over not spraying.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.